You're listening to Bought and Beloved with Kirby Minnick. This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.
Hello, 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 ladies and gents. My name is Kirby Minnick, also known as Kirby is a Boss on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And this is the Bought and Beloved podcast. Welcome, welcome. I'm so glad that you could join us here this week for an awesome word. I can't wait to share it with you all, something that God has taught me and has been teaching me for a while. And just different things that I've been reading in my quiet time as well. And guys, I just think it's so cool how, you know, I'll be scrolling through the email that I have open. For those of you who do know or who don't know, with this podcast, I have an email that's open. It's Bought and Beloved, all spelled out, BoughtAndBeloved@gmail.com, where y'all can send me your questions, your faith-based questions, topic ideas, if you need Christian biblical advice, different things like that. That's what the email is for. And I think it's so cool how sometimes whenever I'm reading through that and just seeing what it is that you guys want me to speak on, it lines up exactly with different things that I'm reading in scripture as well. So I guess with that being said, this week's podcast was inspired by Mary. Mary from Portugal, let's go. And she emailed me kind of just about her journey through her faith. And to make a long story short, she was just talking about how she was part of the church. She ended up stepping away for a while. She recently came back, heyo, and she's been facing some confusion on the whole works and faith deal. Are we saved by our works? And if not, why are they so important even after our faith? Well, we are going to dive on into that today. So again, thank you, Mary, for sending this question idea in. Super pumped to talk about it. Real quick, before we do dive on in, I do want to say that if this is your first time here on the Bought and Beloved podcast, I want to encourage you to subscribe real quick so you can be automatically notified for my weekly uploads. And let's say this is your third time or your fourth time around the block. Glad that you're sticking around. It would mean the world to me if you just took a couple of seconds, literally seconds, and left a quick review and a rating. Because I know that for me specifically, whenever I'm looking for new podcasts, I really do take the time for myself to read the reviews and the ratings. And if, you know, this ministry has been impactful in your own life, sharing your story could impact someone else's. So yeah, just real quick, I want to encourage you to subscribe, to rate, and review. All right, enough beating around the bush. Let's get started. So let me state something real quick off the bat. Our salvation is not determined by our works. It is determined by Jesus' finished work on the cross. And if we choose to put our faith in him. I love how specifically in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, it perfectly states this and wraps this up. It says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Guys, God so graciously deems us as saved, set apart, righteous, freed, worthy, cleansed from all sin, based on the faith we proclaim to have in Jesus and what he accomplished on the cross. It is by God's grace and through our faith in Jesus that we are saved, not by our own efforts, because guys, we could never save ourselves. No matter how hard we try, we can't go a lifetime without sinning. We can't go 10 years without sinning. We can't go 10 days, hours, probably 10 minutes without sinning. We have a sinful nature. That's the reality. And it sucks that that's a consequence of the fall. And for those of you who might not know a good definition of sin, sin is disobedience or rebellion that falls short of the standard that God has set. We have all fallen short of obeying the commands of the Lord. We cannot save ourselves. And because of that, that employs the purpose of a Savior. And Jesus is that Savior. He died our death. He bore our punishment so that we could be forgiven and loved instead of judged and cast away. God is so stinking gracious to us in knowing that even on our best day, we would still fall short of saving ourselves by our own efforts. So he provided a means of getting us back to him, and that was through his perfect son's sacrifice on the cross. So let that standard sink in real quick, that idea, that truth, that our works do not earn our salvation. Jesus bought our salvation with his blood, and we can only receive that gift if we choose to make him the Lord of our life and believe in his truth. In other words, put our faith in him. We receive freedom, forgiveness, and salvation when we receive Christ as Lord and Savior of our life. Now, John Piper, who is a very notable man of the Christian faith, amazing. A few years ago, I had the pleasure of hearing him speak at Passion Conference down in Atlanta, I believe is where I was. And one thing that he stated in the matter of works and faith is that faith is the root, whereas works are the fruit. Now, I'm going to say that again, and then we're going to break that down. Faith is the root, and works are the fruit. What does this mean? So in James chapter 2, verse 26, it says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." Now, I know that many Christians can read that, and especially those who might not be all too familiar with scripture, interpreting scripture, knowing the context of that scripture specifically, it's easy to get that twisted and begin to associate salvation with merit. But that's not what that verse means at all. Works serve as a testament to the active faith that you are living out in Christ daily. Works are evidence that a radical transformation has taken place in your heart, in your life, and they uphold that claim that you are living as a new creation. Genuinely, I believe that works deriving from a transformational faith in Christ isn't just simply behavior modification. When you let Christ into your heart and you give him full control of your life, he begins to clean things up from within your heart, and out of that place, your actions, your works, your words, all of those things follow in suit, bearing good fruit. Now, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." That right there is the evidence of a believer's genuine faith, works. Because when God gets a hold of your heart and begins revealing the value and the beauty of living a holy and a pure life in him, your lifestyle choices begin to change. Your works begin to bear good fruit, bear good testimony, based off of the genuine faith that's taking deeper and deeper root in your heart by the grace of God and what he accomplished on the cross through Jesus. So let it be instilled within you that your works don't set the status of your salvation. You've already been justified by the cross. However, your works do reveal the validity of your faith, relationship, and sanctification that is presently active in your life. So don't allow your works to become an idol and a justifier for your worth in God's eyes, because your faith in his works is sealed the deal. However, we should be compelled to go out and to do good works in the name of the Lord and bear fruit, not so that we can boast in what we're accomplishing, no, because it is only by Christ's power and spirit within us that we're enabled to do such wondrous things for his gospel's advancement, but so that we can see lives transformed as well. And while we're on this topic of faith and works, I want to take a quick little detour and remind everyone here that your works don't equate your worth. I urge you all not to measure your worth by your merit. We have been conditioned in this world and this society, this day and age, to find satisfaction and approval and validation in our achievements. And I am so guilty of this in my own life, just measuring my worth and measuring how much I matter by what I do, by what I'm a part of, by what I am able to succeed in. But guys, God is only concerned about achieving one thing, and that is your heart back to him. God loves you unconditionally and is pleased with you regardless of what we achieve, what we fail to accomplish. His primary care in our lives is that we receive the truth of the gospel and are transformed from the inside out, so that every subsequent action that happens externally is because of the Spirit of God at work within us. Like a spring of water, it bursts and it flows on continually, providing life to areas that we were once dead and barren in. Both in the world, to those that we interact with, bringing them that life and that living water, and individually in our own lives, delighting in that living water. So know that what you do, although there is an importance in our works and it does reveal the genuineness of our faith, our worth isn't in our works. You see where I'm going with this? Our worth isn't in our works, but our works serve as testament to the genuineness of our faith in what Christ did, and that is the gracious gift of Him sacrificing His Son on the cross. Before we finish the rest of this awesome talk, I want to shout out today's incredible sponsor, HelloFresh. Now, as many of you know, I have genuinely been a HelloFresh subscriber personally for almost about a year, and I am pumped that I get to brag about them for a brief few seconds here and let you in on a sweet promo code. So for $80 off of your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/BoughtAndBeloved80 and enter BoughtAndBeloved80 in the promo code section. HelloFresh is one of my faves because they make cooking delicious meals at home a reality, regardless of your kitchen. With HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit, cough cough, you get easy seasonal recipes and pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door. Simple as that. They provide step-by-step instructions, and trust me when I say there is a recipe for everyone. Each week, they provide 17 seasonal chef-curated selections for you to explore and enjoy. And you can even add extra meals to your order and extra sides such as garlic bread or even chocolate chip cookies. Yum, let's go. HelloFresh also has more 5-star reviews than any other meal kit, so you'll know that you're getting something delicious. Remember, for $80 off of your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/BoughtAndBeloved80 and enter BoughtAndBeloved80 in the promo section.
Hey guys, we're so glad you joined us today. Would you be willing to take 3 minutes to take our annual Converge Podcast Network survey? You'll be entered into a drawing for a $50 Starbucks gift card. All you have to do is text Converge to 31996 and take our quick 3-minute survey. That's Converge to 31996. All right, let's get back to the podcast.
Now, John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. I love how scripture can get very visual. So visualize this with me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. You see, again, that picture of fruit bearing, this is a very common means of illustration in scripture, all throughout scripture. When we are linked to Christ and become one with him, right? When we give our life to him and we take on his righteous robes and his righteousness, what he calls us to live by, this standard of holiness, this new creation, right? We are able to bear this great fruit. You don't need to be concerned about performance when your confidence is in Christ. As you cling close to him, just like the vines and the branches are linked together, as you cling close to him and you allow your faith to grow in him, that relationship begins to deepen more with him. And the result of that is good fruit. The result is bearing things such as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, just like Galatians speaks of. Those things are fruits that are born within us as the Spirit takes root within us. We can't force those things to come about. They come in result of having an intimate relationship with Jesus and having faithful pursuit rooted in Him. Another cool little nugget of scripture wisdom for you all, since we're talking about the Spirit of God, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23, the gifts of the Spirit, it talks about what the Spirit produces. Now, a cool scripture to pair with that, is Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, and that is what the Spirit provides. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2 is what the Spirit provides. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23 is what the Spirit produces. What do I mean by this? Let's read the verse real quick. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2 says, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." The Spirit of God provides us with wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and fear of the Lord, that healthy reverence for Him. And as we pursue the Spirit of God in our lives and we allow God to take up residency in our heart and take root, the fruit that is born out of that is Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23. God's grace made the way for us to attain salvation. But we get to claim that when we receive it through a proclamation of faith on our part. And from that, as we grow closer to God and walk in His ways, our works, our actions, our response will glorify Him and produce fruit that displays His character. It is a beautiful process, a beautiful picture of growth and development, sanctification, all of that for the believer. And every step of the way is purposeful in the gospel's advancement and in our own connection with the Lord. Honestly, I could go on and on and on about this, but I don't want to beat a dead horse at this point because I feel like I've pretty much said most of what I can say on the topic of works and faith in this context. But Mary, I really hope that this clears up any confusion for you in this area of scripture. I know that you're returning back to the faith, and man, I just want to encourage you in knowing for yourself. I want you to know that Jesus satisfied the wrath of God when He died on the cross for you. And this goes out to everybody. Jesus satisfied the wrath of God when He died on the cross for you. And in that was a beautiful exchange where now we get to wear the robes of righteousness. We get to walk in our calling, in our identity, in intimacy with the Lord. And as I stated throughout this entire thing, as you press on into Him, as you press on in your faith and you allow that to develop and take deeper root, that confidence in Him, everything, the outpour of that, your actions, your thoughts, your works, all of those things will be natural. It will be fruit that is born from a root that is so solid within you. And you don't have to be concerned with that validating your worth because Jesus validated your worth. But our love for Him, man, as we understand what He did for us, our love for Him will deepen in our hearts and will encourage us and spur us on to do kingdom work, man, fulfilling the Great Commission, getting those things done so that people can experience this freedom as well. Mary, I'm proud of you. I'm really proud of you for your vulnerability with reaching out to me through my email, and I'm praying for you. Genuinely, I'm praying for you. I hope this clears up any confusion in this area of scripture, and yeah, let faith take root so that good fruit is an outpour and overflow of what God is doing in your life. Now, as I mentioned, for everybody out there, you can be featured in an upcoming episode. If you have any podcast topic ideas, if you have any biblical-based questions, or if you need faith-filled advice, man, shoot me over an email at botandbeloved@gmail.com, all spelled out, botandbeloved@gmail.com, and we'll see what next week's topic is all about. But anyways, I love you guys. I hope that you have a super blessed week. My name is Kirby Minnick, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Bought and Beloved podcast.
Listening to Bought and Beloved with Kirby Minnick. This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com.